You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. My name is Will.
And I'm Jada.
Your bald head. Looking so
dude,
good.
Dude, you better watch it. Talking about people's really bald head will get you slapped,
really
boy.
Do. I really do got to watch that because, I don't know, man. I don't know. That was something else. Okay. Last podcast, we left off saying that as a joke. But honestly, that's kind of lingered in my head. Not that it was right or wrong necessarily.
Which part? There was three wrongs. Minimum three wrongs in that situation.
We'll get into that. But it's like, the question is, what should I have done if I was in that position?
If you were Will?
Yeah.
Right.
What's the right thing to do?
And what should Jada have done?
What's the right thing to do? Is that...
Okay, so what are you? Team Will or Team Chris?
Dang, babe. I don't think he should have slapped him for that.
I don't think he should have slapped him either.
I think he should have... jabbed back at him.
Later?
No, there.
How? He didn't have a microphone.
I think we could all hear him. I think everybody could hear him pretty well.
When he started yelling, keep your wife's name. Yeah. No, keep my wife's name. Yeah. Okay, dude. In our life, have you ever seen someone do that, though? Have you seen someone disrespect someone's wife? Like, did you think of anyone in our life? When you saw Will Smith, you didn't think of anyone?
What are you going to say?
The person we're both thinking
Some
of.
Some ogre Shrek looking dude that I'm thinking of?
No.
No?
No. I don't know who you're thinking of.
Who are you thinking of?
I was thinking of Juan Rivera.
Yeah, ogre Shrek looking dude.
He's not ogre Shrek looking dude.
Big old dude, big old head over there walking around.
Our followers
Where's
love.
Where's the weight? Someone lift him. Yeah.
What'd you say about my wife? I'm a hitcher. Yeah. Pass the ball. I'm about to. Our followers love Juan and Brenda.
Do they?
Yes. It's one of our most heard podcasts.
Have you ever seen one of his vlogs? It's the worst thing to watch.
You're so rude. You better stop right now.
I can't watch his vlogs.
Keep
you
my brother's why? Name out your
You know why I can't
mouth.
Watch his vlogs?
Why?
Because you can't even see both of them in the same frame.
Because he's all big.
Because he's all tall and she's all little. Every time it pans up and down, I get vertigo just watching his videos. Because they got to move the camera down, then move it all the way up. It's a mess.
Follow Juan and Brenda, Juan Rivera's YouTube.
Genuinely funny.
Do a podcast, a marriage show on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if I would think of anyone that would slap the heck out of someone to protect his wife's name, it would be Juan.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think he would have done it, like,
I think
on
me
the
personally,
stage.
I think Juan would slap somebody if they told him that his mariscos wasn't that good or that if they've had better or something like that, you know? But anyway, like, I don't think it takes that much.
But
know?
Would you? Would you? What would you
one,
have
I've
done?
So, one, I've never done it. One, I've never done
you
it.
You sure have not done
two,
it. We've had arguments two, because you yes, haven't protected
two,
me enough.
Two, I've had issues in the past where it went through me or I didn't think it was as big of a deal as it was.
Right.
Okay?
Right. But it was a big deal to me, but you didn't know because it wasn't a big deal to you.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. So that has been an issue.
Which was Jada's mistake. Really quick in that a few days before she said, I don't care what you think about my bald head. But then when the bald head was a joke in front of all these like influential peers, she rolled her eyes.
And Will laughed.
Will did laugh at Will the joke. Laughed. And then
it was a G.I. Jane joke.
Dude.
Yeah. So, okay. All right, let's break it down. First off, it was a very light joke.
I don't know if it was light, bro.
It was a joke about her being bald.
See, that's not light, bro. A woman's beauty is sometimes in her hair.
She didn't say she was ugly. Was G.I. Jane ugly?
No,
it was
sexy
Demi Moore.
As hell.
If she would have said, I can't wait for Monster 2 to come out, that would have been something else. All right, if you haven't seen Monster, is when they take Charlize Theron and she's
most
like this
gorgeous woman in the whole wide
murderous
world.
Murderous prostitute type of hitchhiker lady or something like that. All right, okay. Now that would have been something else.
It still wasn't cool, and there was obviously
cool.
already bad blood and tension in this relationship.
What relationship?
in between Will, Jada, and Chris.
Why?
Chris had already made some jokes about Jada that wasn't cool. Chris had supposedly, yo no sé, this is what they say, hit on Jada and she had rejected him.
That's hearsay.
It's hearsay.
Yes.
It's all hearsay.
Yes.
Okay? But the real question, should a man get up and slap another man, whether it's at the Oscars or at church or at... Or at Christmas dinner, if someone talks bad about their wife.
No.
Because I know pastor.
Physically, you should never.
No.
Okay. Physically, no? Okay. How do I put this? For that joke, physical.
I've never seen you be violent. So I don't imagine that you would ever hit or slap anyone, much less like a stranger for calling me fat.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't slap somebody for calling you fat.
What would you say?
It would take something else.
Si, está bien gorda. Told you not to eat all the donuts.
Ñoña. Yeah. You see, baby? Dang it. No, like, I don't think that would deserve for him to get slapped.
Right, no.
A jab back, something equally as smart or something like that.
What would you say? Yo, mama's bald. Like, ¿qué le iba a decir? A jab back.
No, I don't know. Something true. I'm sure there's some dirty laundry that hasn't been aired about Chris. That they know.
I think he could have talked to him backstage. I think he could have.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. The whole point was for him to defend her and not
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Okay. So
it was about Will.
It was
exactly.
not about that. It's
he
not about Will.
He did it publicly.
No.
Yep.
He did it publicly to make sure that she didn't.
Nope.
Was she wasn't
it
down.
It was about Will.
No, it was not about
Most
Will.
Most people that do that do it because it's about them. My pride, my marriage, my wife.
This
he
podcast
said,
just
keep,
took a turn.
We're why now are you leaving?
Have,
he's getting had, up. He's leaving, yeah?
We're now going to have a different podcast now.
Wait,
I feel
why?
That Will felt he had to. Will did not want to do it. I think that he felt that he had to, or else it was going to go worse for him with their relationship. Because it looked like they're having some turmoil.
I think she is not a cool wife. This is just what I think. Just from what I've seen, obviously, I don't know. I think she belittles him. I think she demeans him. I think she has some resentment from the past cheating that in the entanglement was not untangled. Like, she's still mean and rude to him. Plus, Will has some trauma, supposedly from what people say. I haven't read his book. That in his book, he declared that his mama, that he couldn't defend his mama when he was little. So now what does he have to do? He has to feel like a better man, like he's grown, like he's not that little kid anymore that just watches his mama get hit, that now he can defend his wife. It was about Will. A lot of people that take vengeance, that make a very public, I'm gonna protect my wife, it's mostly about them. Because he could have turned over to Jada and said, baby, you cool? Because you sexy with your bald head,
Maybe
girl.
He did. We don't know that.
It was real quick that he was up there stomping.
Yeah, because he saw her. And then he was laughing. He looked at her.
Which, by the way,
she probably murmured something.
I'm neither for Team Chris nor Team Will, but I'm really not Team Jada. Mm. I am not. Supposedly she goes after and does an interview after the fact and is like, I didn't need him to do that for me. Girls say that at home. She probably didn't. She probably didn't. But she's not making it any better for this whole family with her making these declarations. Like, tell your husband at home, yo si te hubiera dicho, a ver, te pasaste. Like, what is that, dude? Like, you didn't need to do that. Yeah. But I would have told you at home.
There was no need for you to slap Eugenio Derbez. Huh?
You know,
or Omar Chaparro.
Now,
or another
I've also
comedian.
Gotten mad at you because you haven't defended me. Mm-hmm. But I would never want you to have to demean yourself or step out of your character or lose your Christianity or what's compromise
testimony.
You lose your testimony, compromise your Christianity for something like that.
Here's the issue, because Will did do that.
He
Will
did
is,
what?
Will is a Will tarnished and messed up and tainted.
His
no,
own.
Not tarnished, tainted his testimony
yes.
in the defense. And that's where you got to be very
he
careful.
He has been a good man for a very long time.
He has. Uh-huh. In the public eye as a person.
Right.
Uh-huh. We don't know as a husband right. or with all the cheating stuff.
Yeah.
But. And so now that's different now. And now he lost all this stuff. He's not on Netflix apparently.
And I don't think it was worth
stuff.
It. It would not have been worth it for me as a wife for you to have to go through
right.
that
so
for
what,
me.
How do you defend a person?
I think he could have stepped in private in front of Jada if that's what Jada needed to be like, hey, baby, I'll go talk to him after the show. After this is done, we'll call him up and say, hey, Chris, like that's not cool, man. She's sick and they'd affix her. And this wasn't the place or the time. Te pasaste con el joke.
Okay.
And Jada could have still felt like, oh, dang, my man, what the?
I don't know.
Because I think sometimes as women, we do need it.
You would have felt that.
Yes. You would have felt yes, I would have.
The same way.
Yes, I would have.
Okay, because sometimes out of your mouth has mm-hmm. come something happened publicly and you do it privately. Sometimes we need it publicly as well.
Oh, well, wait. Publicly, we need like affection. I love when you give me affection mm-hmm. privately. I think publicly también it's telling everyone, hey, this is my wife and I'm happy she's my wife.
Yeah.
We make private moments with Christ and we also make private, public declarations of Christ.
Yeah.
They're both needed, I think. Mm. And I feel that sometimes you haven't defended me publicly mm-hmm. and it's just like, bro, like I need someone to stand with me and not only my brother and not only my mom. I'd like my husband to say something like, hey, my wife is straight up. Hard worker, non-thief, she'd never. Mm. And you haven't. But I don't need you to show up to someone's house and like beat them up or even egg them. Like that wouldn't help.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be, I don't know, like private and public. But what I'm saying in this case is I think Will did it for himself.
I disagree. We'll be right back after the break. All right, guys, welcome back. I truly, truly disagree, and I don't know if you know what it's like to be a husband.
I've never been a husband in my whole life. Oh. I've only been a wife.
Oh.
Don't have a penis.
But yeah, I really don't think you understand the pressure that he must have had at that moment of he better do something or else it's going to just get worse in the relationship.
Have you ever defended me, even in public or private?
No, I don't think you even had to do with the defense. It's something happened and that he better take care of it type of a deal.
Do you feel like that?
Sometimes I felt like that.
Like how?
Of like, I better either fix some situation that I didn't cause because mm-hmm. if not, our relationship will get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've felt that way and I felt that pressure.
It's
just
usually
in general.
With our family. It's just usually with a third party, which is usually my family.
No, it's usually with us. Or something like that, or with the kids, or something like that. I'm not talking about necessarily third party. Dude, once you get family involved, that's where it gets even worse.
Yeah.
And that's honestly because you don't know where to draw the line. Because
yeah.
I've seen you and your family have issues and get together and have issues and become best friends and then become closer than other people and et cetera and et cetera. And then it's just this whole thing. And I don't even know where to step into or where to intertwine because there's so much forgiveness and then upsetness and all this other stuff in between.
Right.
That's like super different. Have you ever seen, do you guys know that meme where it's the Avengers and it's that magical dude and he's trying to run through all the scenarios of how the Avengers is going to end and he's over there just shaking all fast and moving his face and stuff like that? That's what I feel like sometimes.
With the Rivera family?
Yeah. I'm like, how is the scenario going to end? What's going to happen at this wedding? How are we going to go?
It.
Yeah,
I get it.
So,
I get it.
But that's where it gets difficult. Honestly, I do battle with a little bit of upsetness and anger. So sometimes I am looking for a outlet. So sometimes I wish someone would, you know, and give me a good reason to. The only problem is lawsuits now and all this cancel culture and all this crap.
Yeah.
People can't just take a hit now and just get up and then shake hands and walk away.
It's like the 80s where you used to fight in the alley and squash it.
Sometimes that's it's not wrong, you know, of like work stuff out, hate each other and then once it's over, it's over.
You let it go.
And this age is just different. And sometimes I wish we can go back to a little bit more of that kind of a deal.
Me as a wife, I do feel that there are times where I wish you would protect me, defend me. Not that I need it. I could do it myself. And you've seen me do it myself or decide not to do it. There's times that I've simply decided I'm not going to stand up to this one. I'm not going to open my mouth. They're not worth it. It's not worth it. I have other stuff to focus on. But it does feel super nice when you're not super nice. It feels very loved. And I don't know if I'm wrong, but it feels loved when your man is willing to stand up to someone else for you. I feel less alone.
Yeah.
I think there's times that I have felt alone. So,
You know what though? You're not standing up to someone else. You're standing up on social media platforms now.
Right.
Because nobody even talks to each other.
It's not face
to face. Nobody has the courage to do it in person anymore. I don't remember the last time somebody's ever said something bad to somebody in public.
Right.
And that's what makes it worse, because what really is it?
Then you get hit by Mike Tyson on the airplane.
Hey, yeah, it's true,
that
man.
Guy was drunk. Yeah. He had to be drunk or dumb.
No, he was drunk. He just wouldn't stop. But dang it, I don't know. I wish I would have seen the video better, because I don't know if Mike got him like clean, but...
I don't think so.
I can imagine, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, dude, and honestly, that's where it gets difficult, because if you really, really think about it, this type of crap on social media, it passes on in a day or two. So what,
Google doesn't forget
that. The more that you speak about it and go back and forth,
right.
The more that you cause that, the longer you make it linger on.
Exactly. But I think if as a husband, you'd send out a tweet, it would make a world of a difference for how I feel that my kids are going to see me. I'm not worried about what other people think of me. I've gotten over that. People are going to think what they want to think. But if I leave today, where are my children going to get their information from? And I pray that it's from you. I pray that you can stand up and say, that's a lie about your mom. I know your mom. And I know she's not like that.
I can understand that.
So it could have been for the kids. You know, it could have been that Will did it for his family unit. But the way he did it so violently, so quickly, I think it was for him to feel better of whatever he felt was lacking. Like, I'm not going to be that same chump like when I was a kid. Where I think... you always ask the victim, okay? In this situation and in your marriage, here comes the lesson, okay? If your basic instinct is to go with ego, is to go with your pride, is to go with your anger, I'm gonna go slap him so my wife feels better, first ask her, baby, what do you need me to do? Do you want me to do something here? Like, this person just said you're fat. Baby, a mí me gustas. Gordita. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't say that. But do you need me to go say something? What can I do, baby, to make you feel better? Because more than my ego and more than my pride, you feeling better is important. Okay. Most victims.
Okay, so you're saying that that would be okay. We shouldn't just know what to do already?
You don't have to know what to do.
Okay.
Because every situation calls for something different. And I learned this from being sexually abused. I wouldn't speak up because I knew my brothers would go kill him. If I had known that my brothers would ask me, Rosie, what do you need? And some of them did.
Yeah.
And I understand why they wanted to go kill him. But I didn't need his death. His death, I knew at a very young age, his death isn't going to make me feel better. Or even more than that, because I did want to kill him. My brother's going to jail isn't going to make me feel better. Right. Por eso digo, I don't want you to lose yourself. I don't want you to ruin your testimony.
Yeah.
But if you ask me, I'll probably tell you, hey, you know, go talk to them. Go, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I would say. Every situation is different. That's why I don't expect you to know. But just know that if I do want you to defend me, I don't want it to be at a cost to you. That's not going to make me feel better.
Right.
And I hope that helps.
Yeah.
But it would be nice for you to ask, hey baby, I know this is going on with you and your brother. Is there anything you need me to do?
Got it.
Want me to go talk to him? The answer will probably usually be no. No, baby, I got it. But thank you, because I know that if I need a partner, you got me. Get me?
Yeah, no, I definitely understand.
Do you need me to do that for you? Do you want me to go beat someone up for you? Because
no,
I'm down. Let's go.
Don't. But I'm ready. I'll take a shovel to Juan's back.
Why has it got to be Juan? He's the coolest.
Yeah, no, he's great.
What you going to do to my mom, though?
Oh,
she always tells me I can't cook.
Shoot, I got some stuff. I got some stuff for her. Don't even get me on. Don't even kidding. Get me on. Don't even get me on.
Doña Rosa stuff that's been cooking cocina.
Lately, man. Some funny stuff I've been seeing. I saw corn, ejotes, ground beef. Salsa verde, chips, all in one thing. I'm like, what is this, lady?
She's making the money, though. Leave her alone.
Yeah, she is.
And her ex-husband's eating it all up, yeah, so.
No, she made some bomb adobada pork chops. I've never had that, and that was good the other day.
That's why you were smiling so hard?
Yeah, I was like, genuinely. Yes. Okay. She was very, my wife was very confused as to why I was.
You were smiling so hard.
I was around the recording, and I usually stay away from recordings just because I've decided I don't really want to come in and out too much. But, dude, those things were so good that I just had to eat them.
I was confused. Anyway. I said, are they really gross and he's pretending? Because your smile was so hard.
No, they were good, bro. They were really good, babe.
Okay, but no, on a serious note. Would you ever need me to defend you? And that's a serious question. No. Do men need that?
No, I wouldn't. Sometimes you have to bite your tongue with family members, and I understand that. Thankfully, my family is not like that.
Yeah, thank God.
I don't think I'd ever be in that situation. Yeah. And if it would, I am the eldest. Yeah. So, and therefore, I think I could manage it myself.
Got it.
Of like really looking at them and saying, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and fix that. But no, honestly, I'm so much of a, how do I put it?
You don't want confrontation. Avoid confrontation.
Well, oh. No, yes, I used to. That was me from when I was a kid and everything that I went through growing up. But now I'm at this point where I can be very demeaning towards a person.
Yeah.
So obviously nobody's ever going to hit me physically. I don't think there's ever going to be a reason to.
No. But how can I show you that I support you then? Because as a wife, maybe I won't defend you, but that's how my family did it. By defending each other, we showed each other, I'm here for you, man. No estás sola. Mm-hmm. And I believe you and I'm with you. How can I do that then if I don't defend you?
I don't know. I wouldn't want you to get into that situation. I don't need necessarily to be defended. If anything, just either reaffirming me. Mm. That either they're wrong or something like that, or that's not who I am type of a deal.
Yeah.
Or because sometimes I do get confused with some of the stuff you say about me, about the way I am. I'm like, am I really like that? Because I don't feel like I'm like that, you know? But I wouldn't necessarily need, when it comes to words, I can just be very demeaning and very a-hole-ish and make a person feel bad about themselves and who they are and the way they are and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But... So if I don't do it for myself, it's because I'm choosing to take the higher road of like, I don't want to cut them deeper because what they said to me is not scarring me for more than a couple hours.
Yeah.
But if I say something to them, that now they're going to look at themselves in the mirror and see this one mole, that, you know, and I never saw that before. Where'd that come from? You know, I don't know. Just things like that. But no, if I don't defend myself, it's because I'm choosing not to. I think I'm more than capable of doing it, but I wouldn't want you to.
Okay. And I wonder if most husbands are like that. So to you, our friends, maybe you can ask your spouse, hey, how can I be here for you? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to do this? Would you expect me to do what Will did? Or is there something else I can do so that you feel protected and guarded and not alone in this situation? I think that itself will do wonders for your marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know about men. I mean,
for us, we really need to know, because I didn't know this. We really need to know that it's okay to ask you what you want us to do.
Good.
And that we don't just need to know how to react.
Yeah.
Because me personally, I understood Will. I'm like, it's not like he was going to have a huddle with her and be like, hey, you want me to go slap him? You know,
he wishes
as men,
right now he had a huddle.
Yeah, seriously. And it sucks. But it's, we really don't know that we're not supposed to, that it's okay for us to not to know what to do. We think like you guys think that we're just supposed to know what to do in that situation.
No, I don't.
Because if we ask you, then we really don't care and we really don't love you. But if we just do, that means we react because we love
you. If you don't know my favorite flower, then I'm like, bro, hasn't been paying attention.
It's tulips. Get out of here, girl. Sorry.
And this is the season for tulips. Mm. That's a direct hint that I'd like to see some tulips.
Yo, you like to see some tulips.
In the house. All right. Fresh ones. Mm. But no, I don't think you're supposed to know. You know why? Because I've gotten to the age where I'm still learning about myself. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, you know what? I don't handle every situation exactly the same.
Yeah.
How is he supposed to know?
Right.
So maybe let your man know, hey, it's okay to ask me. I won't make you feel like an idiot because you didn't know what I was thinking, feeling in that moment, mm-hmm. right? Like let's normalize asking kindly. Hey, baby, what can I do for you? How can I help you here? Are you okay? You want me to go slap the fool, or you want me to chill here and hug you and kiss your bald head? Like, you know, like something. That's what he could have done. Yeah. Be like, my wife is sexy, you know? Yeah. That would have made her feel like, yeah, ves, you know?
You want me to shine your head.
Yeah. Polish it. Yeah. You were so rude. Lord, please never, ever let me go bald. I am so sorry, Jesus. I'm not making fun of her. I'm really scared of going bald. You see my mama and daddy? It's scary.
Yeah, I do see them. Yeah.
But, no, this... And no one is making fun of alopecia or anything like that. It's a fun podcast. Chill out. But really, really let your husband know that he could just ask you, or let him know how you would feel defended. If you don't feel defended, one, God defends you. He really, really does. His way, his time, but he does. He's not going to let injustice rule because he is just, whether you deserve it or not. You have to hold on to that. Yeah. And two, if you need that, if you really need it, you should communicate it and don't expect your husband just to guess it.
Seriously.
And then let him know how. What is defending me? It could be just... You know, go talk to him later. Maybe not talk to him, because there's some people that I wouldn't want you to talk to. And I'm like, nope, it would only make it worse, no matter what you said.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every situation is different. With this whole thing that happened with my family, I wouldn't want you to direct yourself to any hater or any family member or the media. I would like you to let people know who I am. And maybe now it's like, okay, I'm getting over it. But I know you're not a public man. Like, that's not you. Get me? So if you were a public person, if you were on social media every single day, that would have been cool. That would have made me feel like he's letting people know who I am. He's the person that most knows me, whether they believed you or not.
Yeah.
But you did it in private and you continue to do it in private. And that really helped. Of you just, baby, I know you. You're not that. Like, I know you. But I was able to process that because I know you're not a public person. But so anyway, but if you say anything about my husband, imagine they find me in jail. I'm just kidding.
Hey, guys. Thank you guys so much for being back with us. It's been a pleasure so far. We're going to keep this going.
Keep on emailing us and letting us know what you want us to talk about, because we will do it. We're keeping it real, keeping it raw, because it's the power of us.
We'll see you guys next week.